Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought love was a game. I played around enough to find. Don't you ever say.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Sirach, the author of the new book coming out next year, The American Dream Revisited. His current book, though, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell, you can get right now. Gary, I need your website. Tell them how they can find the book.
Amazon.com. It's there, or they can go direct to my website, Gary Sirach, at gmail.com. They can get me and I'll get it to them.
All right. So, your website is what again?
It's ifyourmoneytalk.com.
All right. So check that out. All right. The new book, the one that's coming out next year, is all about stories that you've accumulated and have written about and reported on of examples of the American dream. That's obviously still alive, and I love the way you brought this thing out and this idea out in the last segment. That the American dream is not an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's not an inheritance.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, you know, it's just like, Gary, when the president tried to call you and me fortunate because we're successful. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wrote a piece that I said, Mr. President, I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I inherited my American status. That is an inheritance, being able to be an American. And in the case of the man you talked about from South Africa, being able to get to America, being allowed to come into America, that was his inheritance. That wasn't the American dream. He claimed the American dream by working hard. You and I have claimed, and this is what I told President Obama. I said, President Obama, I'm fortunate to be an American, but I'm successful because I worked hard.
No, I buy into that 100%. That's the way it really works.
So. Yeah, but anyway, so let's tell us another story.
I have a story. There's a lady who grew up in basically in the Bronx, Puerto Rican gang. She's in a gang, Puerto Rican gang girl. So she basically was a gangbanger and tough lady. And her survival was being in this gang because her family was totally dysfunctional. One sister had a heroin overdose, and her mom was working, trying to keep things together, and tough neighborhood, lots of violence and lots of bad things. And to be safe, you know, you become a gang member, you pick a side, so she chose a side. Anyway, as she progressed, she was also a really smart lady, although no one knew that. And in school, she was troubled. She was, you know, she had to be her image, so she caused all kinds of problems in school and got thrown out. Well, she got thrown out of one school and tossed into another one, because she wanted to finish high school, and the school she went to was not very impressed with her gang world. And basically the teacher said, listen, either you're going to be tough, you can be tough in the gang world, or you can be tough with grades and brains in school, and we think you have ability. Anyway, so she worked her way through and ended up leaving the country and going to Spain for about 5 years because she tried to escape the gang.
Right.
One night she just actually she literally stole money from her mother and flew out of JFK to Europe and ended up in Spain for 5 years. And there she learned how to run businesses and become successful. She came back. She felt she had been away from the gang long enough that she'd still be safe, and ended up getting her degrees. And she's now one of the top motivational speakers in the country.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal lady.
But
she has her own business.
But
her own
she
company.
Spent the time. She put the sweat equity into it. It didn't happen overnight. Nobody handed it to her. She earned everything she has.
100%.
One step in front of the other over time, right?
Absolutely.
That's what the American dream is a journey. It's not a destination, is it? It's a journey.
I tell people all the time, I said, no one ever said it was a 100-yard sprint.
That's exactly right.
It's a 26-mile marathon, which is probably a lot more than 26 miles. But it is a journey, Jim, and that's what all these people were on, were journeys. And they weren't the overnight success.
Did you when you were talking to those when you were listening to those young people in the, that you talked about in the beginning of our visit? Did you get the feeling that they thought that somebody should have already given them something?
Totally entitled. And that was what was so disturbing about it, how entitled they were and how they were arrogant about it.
You know, they're not all like that, because I've got employees who in that generation who people who work with me in my organization, and they're not like that. But I do think that is pervasive in that generation and for a lot of folks.
Same for me, Jim.
Hey, I need a website one more time, Gary.
If your money talked, what secrets would it tell? .com.
All right, so check it out. Thanks, Gary. Good luck, and we'll look forward to seeing that new book.
Thank you, Jim.
Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but after, in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.